हेलो
हेलो
चेतन जी।
जी, सचिन जी सुन रहा हूँ।
हाँ या यू कैन स्टार्ट चेतन जी।
ओके फाइन।
क्या
सो वी कैन स्टार्ट नाउ। एक्चुअली टुडे आई एम चैतन्य टेकिंग योर क्लास फॉर वन डे। अनुभव जी इज नॉट हियर। So today we will have a revision session and which we will just revise all the things in a short manner whatever Anubhav ji has told you. Fine?
ओके
So that will be good for you, no? Okay, fine. So just start with we can start with Ramukar mantra. So you can chant the Namukkal mantra for me. Just close your eyes and join your palms and chant Namukkal mantra. So start.
नमो अरिहंताणं नमो सेधानं नमो आयरियारं नमो वज्रायाणं नमो लोय बाहुनं।
या फुल फुल ओके। सो नाउ टिल नाउ यू हैव स्टडीड अबाउट ऑल द नॉलेज टिल हियर अबाउट तीर्थंकर एंड भगवान, एम आई राइट? एम आई राइट और रॉन्ग? या सो जस्ट नाउ टुडे वी विल जस्ट रिवाइज हाउ मच मैटर यू हैव लर्न अबाउट तीर्थंकर एंड भगवान एंड विद दैट द डिफरेंस बिटवीन तीर्थंकर एंड भगवान। सो दैट्स द मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट चैप्टर्स एंड दैट शुड बी कवर्ड बाय अस। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वुड लाइक टू आस्क द डेफिनेशन ऑफ तीर्थंकर। So, Natasha, could you tell me the definition of Tirthankar?
There are 20 Tirthankars,
Okay, fine.
and all Tirthankars are Bhagwan.
All Tirthankar are Bhagwan,
Tirthankars have Tirthankar Nam Karma, and that's the best karma in the world.
very good. You are missing the 2 points. You have told me that Tirthankar Nam Karma is the best one. Second, there are 24 in number. And third, you have told me all the Tirthankar are Bhagwan. Right?
And they give Tirthankars give Divya Dhwani on the Samo Sharan.
Very good, very good. They give Divya Dhwani in the Samasharan and teaches the right path of liberation. Okay, fine. So, Dia, can you hear me? Okay, then you can hear me, Dia? So, you can tell me now the definition of Bhagwan. What do you have learned? Whatever you know about Bhagwan? What Bhagwan is?
Free from attachment,
Yeah.
omniscient,
Very good.
are infinite in number.
Very good, very good. So these were the 3 points, basic points, which define Bhagwan. Number one, they are free from attachments, means they are vidragi. Second, they are omniscient, means they are sarvajna. Third, and the very important one, which shows the major difference between Tirthankar and Bhagwan, that they are infinite in number. Okay, so everyone got it, the 3 points of Bhagwan. Very good. So now, Anubhav ji has told me that you have learned very beautifully in the manner of paragraph the 24 names of the Tirthankars. which are too tough for the students to learn, and you have learned in a very good way in very just a small time. So that one very good. So here is a paragraph, right? So you know the paragraph, no? Hello, everyone knows the 24 names of those uncles through this paragraph, beautiful paragraph. Rishabh, Ajit, Sambhav, Abhinandan, that one.
I know the first two lines, but since I wasn't here for the last class, I don't know the last two lines.
Okay, fine. So till now, you have learned the four lines, or do you just know two lines?
I memorized the first two lines, but I don't know the last two at all.
Okay, fine. So no problems. You can just give me the two lines, and the other two lines I will continue with you. Fine?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So, yeah, obviously, yeah. So, it will be... Yeah, continue, continue.
Ajit Sambhav Abhinandan Sumati Padam Suparsh Jin Rai Chandra Puhu Pashi Tal Shreyan Sujin Vasa Sujip Sipasur Rai.
Very good, very good. So, you are just memorizing it, or you know where the name of Tirthankar is coming? Means in two lines, how much names of Tirthankar had been came? See, so just start counting on your fingers, and I'm just starting to tell the names of 24 Tirthankars. Everyone just count on their fingers, okay? And I'm just reading this paragraph. Fine?
Yeah.
See, Rishabh, Ajit, Sambhav, Abhinandan, Sumati, Padma, Supashva, Jinirai. How much? Seven names in this first line. Okay, Chandra Pahup Sheetal Shreyans Jin Vasu Pooj Poojit Surai. How much in the second line? Natasha, could you tell me how much names in the second lines?
Five.
How much?
Five.
Okay, fine. Five names. Are you sure? See, first name Chandra Prabhu. Fine. Second?
Sheetal.
Sheetal. And what about the Pahup?
Oh, right. Pahup, right.
Okay. So, Chandra Prabhu. Second?
Pahup.
Means Pushpadant. Okay, third one, Sheetalnath, fourth, Shreyansnath, and the fifth, Vasupuj.
Yeah.
So you were correct, but you were not sure. I was just checking you out. Okay, so there are five names, Chandra, Pahup, Sheetal, Shreyans, and Vasupuj. So seven in the first and five in the second one. Total 12 names in the first two lines and the 12 names in the after two lines. Okay?
Yes.
So, besides Natasha, who is here in our conversation? Dia is there. Can you hear me, Dia?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So, you are knowing and memorizing this two lines of this paragraph?
Yes.
Okay, fine. So, you can tell me.
Rishabh Ajit Sambho Abhinandan Sumati Padma Supasha.
Yeah, very good. Second one.
Uchita Surabhai Vimala Antadana Jasa Ujjwal Shanti Kundu Ara
Okay. Okay, that was very nice. So you have just learned the three lines and you missed up the second one. So no problem. Today we are here for the revision only. So you can just have the another section with a good one. So just have a good revision. I am just reading this paragraph from here and you have to follow me, right? Okay, just count on your fingers the name of the Tirthankars as I will read the paragraph. Okay, so may I start? Hello? Yeah, anyone there? May I start the reading whole paragraph?
Yes.
Yeah, may I start reading the whole paragraph now? So here is it. Just count on your fingers. ऋषभ अजित संभव अभिनंदन सुमति पद्म सुपाश्वजिन राय चंद्रप हुप शीतल श्यान सजिन वासुपूज्य पूजित सुरराय विमल अनंत धर्म जस उज्ज्वल शांति कुंठ अर मलि मनाय पाश प्रभुवर्धमान पद पुष्प चढ़ाए. सो एवरीवन गॉट इट? नताशा, यू लर्न द टू लाइंस आफ्टर टू लाइंस? ओके फाइन. सो जस्ट स्टार्ट फ्रॉम द थर्ड लाइन, दैट इज विमल.
ओके विमल अनंत धर्म जस उज्ज्वल
या
शांति कुंत अरे अरा मलि मने
वेरी गुड.
मुनि सु नमी नेमी पार्श्व प्रभु वर्धमान पद पुष्प चढ़ाए.
Yeah, very good. That was fabulous. So you have learned the 24 names. So you have to just not learn the whole paragraph, but you have to learn in the way that you should know the all different names of every Tirthankar. Means you should know the name of the second Tirthankar is Natasha. You can answer me. The name of the second Tirthankar is. Have the whole paragraph in front of you and just read out the whole paragraph in your mind and tell me what's the name of the second Tirthankar. Yeah, very good. So in this way you have to learn this. Means the first one Rishabh, second one Ajitnath, third one Sambhavnath, fourth Abhinandan, fifth Sumatinath, sixth Padmaprabhu, seventh Supashvanath. In this way you have to say, then you have to memorize the whole paragraph. Okay?
Okay.
Very good. So in last way it will be
The last paragraph. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, yeah, Natasha.
Hello?
Chaitanya ji, I think Chaitanya ji got dropped off, so let's wait for him to join back. Hello, Arjun. Arjun, are
Yes,
you
this
there?
is Arjun.
Yeah, Arjun, can you try and conference Chaitanya ji?
Sure, what is the number?
Yeah, the number is 91
91
996
996
991
991
1337.
1337.
Yeah.
So it's 91996 991 1337.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I'll call him right now.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, Arjun.
This Sachin Ji?
Yeah, Arjun.
See what happened is it's saying that is not a proper number and I have got the wrong number.
Oh, just a second.
So because I did 91996 991 1337.
Okay, let me just check because this is the number which we received. I think, one second, he's on my chat.
हेलो
हेलो चैतन्य जी।
हाँ या सॉरी
हेलो
देयर वाज सम नेटवर्क प्रॉब्लम सो बट
या नो प्रॉब्लम नो प्रॉब्लम आई थिंक एवरीवन आर हियर अर्जुन इज हियर नताशा यू आर आल्सो देयर राइट।
हेलो या एक्चुअली सम नेटवर्क प्रॉब्लम हो गया सो इट वाज फोन डिसकनेक्टेड सो या आई कैन कंटिन्यू फाइन सो नाउ वी आर
या नताशा
नताशा
यू there? Natasha, you there?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
hi.
so continue.
Okay, fine. Sorry for the disturbance. Actually, some problem. So we were here. We were just learning 24 names to the paragraph, and the whole paragraph we have learned, and the meaning also means the different names of each Tirthankar we are now knowing. So now let's come on the second thing, which is after those 24 names, is the basic difference between Tirthankar and the Bhagavan, right? So you have learned the four major differences between Tirthankar and Bhagwan. I think the is it right, Natasha? Major four differences, no? Or six?
There are four differences that we've learned.
Okay, so, fine. So you have learned four, and now we will see the fifth and the sixth one. But now first four one. Division of the four. So let's start with the first major difference between Tirthankar and Bhagwan. Natasha, you can tell me.
There are 24 Tirthankars, but there are infinite one.
Who is infinite?
Yeah, there's infinite Bhagwan.
Oh, very good, very good. Okay, fine. Now, Dia, are you there? Dia?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, fine. So you can tell me the second difference between Tirthankar and Bhagwan.
Have symbols.
Okay, fine.
Do not have symbols, Junior.
Yeah, you can repeat. That was not clear.
Tirthankar has symbols. Bhagwan does not have symbols.
Okay, very good, very good. So you have told the second difference, which is Tirthankar have symbols, but Bhagwan do not have symbols. Very good. Now, Arjun is here, no?
Yes.
Okay, Arjun. So you can tell me the third difference.
What are the two that we said? I couldn't hear them. I know one of them.
Pardon?
Was that Dunkers are 24 in number, and that the Guan are infinite. But I didn't hear what Dia said.
No problem. Anyone. You know of them? Any four? Anyone from the four? The first one you have told correctly, but the second one.
Okay. The Dunker are free from attachment. Oh,
okay.
No, that's the same with Bhagwan. We're doing differences, correct?
Yeah, we are doing differences.
Difference is Bhagwan. The Dunker is Bhagwan, but not all of Bhagwan are Dunkers.
Yeah, okay, finally, so you got it, and that was correct. So you have told me the three differences, and we are having six differences over here. So today we have to learn the many more which are left. Okay, fine. So I'm just revising the first three which you have told. The first difference which Natasha has told is, and the basic one, that is, Tirthankar are 24 in numbers, but Bhagwan are infinite. Fine, now move on to the second one. Now, the second difference is all Tirthankars are Bhagwan, but all Bhagwans are not Tirthankars. See, this is a very confusing one, and it has to be memorized that all the Tirthankars are Bhagwan, but all Bhagwans are not Tirthankars. Everyone got it?
Yes.
Yeah, Arjun, you got it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, very good. So, two differences, 24 in numbers, they are infinite. Second one, all Tirthankars are Bhagwan, but all Bhagwans are not Tirthankars. Now, the third one, which none of you have told me, was that Tirthankar have divine sound, means they have Divya-dhvani. But Bhagwan doesn't have Divya-dhvani. It is not compulsory at all. But Divya-dhvani in the case of Tirthankar is compulsory. So the third difference between Tirthankar and Bhagwan is Tirthankar have Divya-dhvani, but Bhagwan do not have Divya-dhvani. Okay, Natasha, you got it? What was the third one I told you?
Tirthankars have Divya Dhvani. It's compulsory for them to have Divya Dhvani. But
okay.
Bhagwans don't. It's not
very
compulsory.
Good. Yeah, you were right. Now, the fourth one which you've told, anyone, I guess Diaz told me, that they have symbols. They means Tirthankar have symbols, means chinha, but Bhagwan do not have symbols. Okay, fine.
Yes.
So,
that's
right. So till now we have discussed the four differences between Tirthankar and Bhagwan. Now the remaining two are going to be revised. Okay, you don't know about them, so we will have them another one. But now the four points again. And who is ready to tell me the four differences between Tirthankar and Bhagwan? Come on. Who can tell me all the four differences?
The four differences is that the Dunkers have symbols and the Gwats don't.
Very good.
The Dunkar are 24 in number, but the Gwan are infinite. The Dunkar is the Gwan, but also Gwan is
the Dunkar. Very good. Three are perfect. Now the fourth and the last one. You are saying the right, but this is not the one which we have discussed.
I mean Nam Karma.
No, you are not just getting it. I told you that Tirthankar have Divya-dhvani. Okay, Tirthankar has Divya-dhvani, but Bhagwan. No problem, but just memorize it, okay? You are doing great job, just extend it to it. So, Tirthankar has divine sound, but Bhagwan don't. This was the third one, and the fourth one was Tirthankar has symbols, but Bhagwan don't. See, it's very simple. You have to just not you do the parrot reading, okay? It's too simple. First point, Tirthankars 24, Bhagwan infinite. Second point, Tirthankars are Bhagwan, but all Bhagwans are not Tirthankars. Third one, Tirthankars have divine sound, Bhagwan don't. Tirthankars have symbols, Bhagwan don't. It's so simple, okay? Fine?
Yes, fine.
Okay, great. So now may I move on the last two differences, fifth and the sixth one, if you give me permission to do?
Yes.
Okay, fine. So now the fifth difference between Tirthankar and Bhagwan, which you were about to tell me, was Tirthankar have Samav Sharan, but Bhagwan do not have Samav Sharan. Any questions? Yep, anyone here? have any questions, so he or she can ask me. Okay, fine. The fifth difference was that Tirthankar has Samosharan, but Bhagwan don't. Okay?
Yes.
Fine. So you can tell me the difference which I have told you now. Yeah, Natasha, you can tell me the fifth difference which I have told you now.
Hello?
Yeah?
I think that the sixth difference is that Tirthankars have Nam Karma.
Yeah, very good. You're going great. But the fifth one, that the Samosharan word, which one I have told you?
Oh, the fifth one is that Tirthankars have Samosharan, but Bhagwans don't.
Okay, fine, fine, fine. So now, everyone, Dia, you can repeat the fifth difference which I've told you. Dia, are there?
Tirthankar has Samosharan and Bhagwan does not have Samosharan.
Very good. And the second difference was?
Tirthankar are 24 and Bhagwan are infinite.
Bhagwan are infinite. Very good. Third one. Yeah, third one. Anyone you can tell me?
Bhagwan does not have Divya.
Bhagwan doesn't have?
Divya Dhani.
Divyadhani, okay, fine. So, you have told me that Tirthankar has Divyadhani, but Bhagwan does not have Divyadhani. Tirthankar has symbols, Bhagwan don't. Fine. So, now I have told you the fifth one, that is, Tirthankar has Samosharan, and the Bhagwan doesn't have Samosharan. Now, the sixth one, which I am going to tell you, the difference between Tirthankar and Bhagwan is, Tirthankar have Panch Kalyanak, but Bhagwan do not have Panch Kalyanak. See, it's a new word. Yeah?
Is that the sixth difference?
Yeah, it's the sixth difference which I'm gonna tell you.
Okay.
So, it's a word over here, Panch Kalyanak. You can spell it out? Yeah, you can listen the word Panch Kalyanak. It's too easy to spell also. The meaning of Panch Kalyanak, I will tell you. But just now, repeat after me. That Tirthankar have Panch Kalyanak, but Bhagwan do not have Panch Kalyanak.
Tirthankar has Panch Kalyanak. But Bhagwan does not have
Panchkalyanak. Yeah, very good. That was a nice one. And now, sixth difference which I am telling you is Tirthankar have Panchkalyanak and Bhagwan do not have Panchkalyanak. Now, the meaning of Panchkalyanak is, anyone know or may I tell you? Anubhavji has taught you or not about Panch Kalyanak?
No.
No, okay, fine, no problem. So, I will tell you about the Panch Kalyanak. See, these are the five steps which are done when the Tirthankar, in the Tirthankar's life. Okay, these are the five stages. Means in these stages, the first stage of the Tirthankar is when the Tirthankar, means these are the five stages which occurred when Tirthankar takes birth. That is called Panch Kalyanak. means to attain the Tirthankar's status, these are the five stages which occurred. Means how we just we pass all the grades one by one in the same manner Tirthankar also do. Means first is take the birth, then it take the renounces, then it takes, then at the last it got the salvation. So these are all five stages in the life of Tirthankar which are called Panch Kalyanak, but Bhagavan do not have Panch Kalyanak. Yeah, hello, Natasha, are you there?
Yeah.
So you got the last difference which I've told you?
Yeah, Tirthankars have Panch Kalyanak, but Bhagwans don't. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I'm John. And the meaning of the Panch Kalyanak? Hello?
Hello, Chaitanyaji, actually, we lost you for a couple of minutes, so we probably will have to repeat it again. Hello, Chaitanya ji. Some problem. Hello, Chaitanya ji.
Ji, Sachin ji.
Actually, we lost you for a couple of minutes. So I think you'll have to repeat it again.
Okay, no problem. Actually, yeah, it's just some noise problem over here. I'm just trying to avoid it. So let's see.
Okay.
Okay, fine. So you lost the few minutes, no?
Yeah, last couple of minutes when you were talking about the, I believe the 60 difference of Tirthankar and Bhagavan.
Okay, fine, no problem. I can repeat it. So everyone can hear me there, Natasha, Dia, Arjun.
Yes.
Okay, so I was discussing. Yeah, very good, very good. So I was discussing with the sixth difference which were between Tirthankar and Bhagwan was Tirthankar have Panch Kalyanak, but Bhagwan do not have Panch Kalyanak. Now, the obvious question arises here, well, what do you mean by the Panch Kalyanak? Yeah, so I will give the solution of this. Panch Kalyanak is the five stages in the life of Tirthankar. Means from the birth to the salvation. These are the five stages which occur in the life of Tirthankar, but not in the life of Bhagwan. That's why we say that Tirthankar have Panch Kalyanak, but Bhagwan do not have them. Okay, Natasha, you got it?
Yes.
So what was the meaning which I've told you?
A Panch Kalyanak, it means the five stages of a Tirthankar, birth to salvation.
From birth to salvation. Okay, fine. Arjun, are you there?
What did you say?
Arjun, are you there? Right, I'm just talking to Arjun. Is he there?
Yes, Arjun's here. I'm here, I mean.
Okay, so you are here. No one over there.
Could you please repeat what you said? I couldn't hear what you said.
Okay, fine. I was discussing about the last sixth difference between Tirthankar and Bhagwan, which was Tirthankar have Panch Kalyanak and Bhagwan don't have Panch Kalyanak. So you got the meaning of Panch Kalyanak or not?
Panch Kalyak is the five stages through Tirthankar's life.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
And Bhagwan
and Bhagwan don't have. And these five stages are from birth to salvation. Okay.
Okay.
Very good. So now today we have learned the sixth major differences between the Tirthankar and Bhagwan, in which you
Hello, is anyone there?
I didn't do anything.
Is anyone there? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, Arjun, I think we lost Anubhavji again, Chaitanyaji again.
Okay, let me get the number right this time if I have to call him, because last time it was saying that it was not a proper number.
Yeah, let me check. I think they have provided me a wrong number. I'm asking them the correct number again. Just give me a second.
Okay.
Yeah, Arjun?
Yes, this is Arjun.
Yeah, Arjun, just note down the number. I got the right number now from him. It is 91.
Okay. 91.
996.
996.
771 1337. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I think everyone.
Hello, you can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, fine. So we were discussing about the differences, no? So who are they on online?
I'm not sure. I think everyone's supposed to be here.
Okay, fine. So you're Natasha, right?
Yeah, I'm here. Cindy, are you there?
Yeah, I am here.
Okay, fine. So, okay, I'm just starting again. So some network problem, so connection is not going fine. So no problem. Today we have done a lot of work, and we have seen six major differences between Tirthankar and Bhagwan. So I was repeating the 6 months, and at last we were just repeat the whole paragraph which we have learned about the 24 names of Tirthankars. Okay, so this chapter will be closed for you, and you can soon be just to another chapter. So this will be done for you. So now the six differences. I think Natasha, you should tell me the six all differences between Tirthankar and Bhagwan.
All six.
Yeah, all six. I will help you.
Okay. So the differences are, Tirthankars are 24, but Bhagwans are infinite. All Tirthankars are Bhagwans. Not all Bhagwans are Tirthankars. Tirthankars, it's compulsory for Tirthankars to have Divya 20, but it isn't compulsory. Bhagwans don't have Divya 20. Tirthankars have symbols, Bhagwans don't. Tirthankars also have samasharans, and Bhagwans don't. Tirthankars have Tirthankar Namkarma, and Tirthankars have Panch Kalyanak, and Bhagwans do not.
Very good, fabulous. You have done a nice work. So these were all the three differences, which they are the major ones. Okay, so anyone besides Natasha? Diya, Arjun, anyone there?
Yes.
Yeah, Diya, so you can tell me the three differences between Tirthankar and Bhagwan.
Tirthankars are 24. And Bhagwan are infinite.
Yeah. Very good. Second one.
Tirthankar has Divya 20 and Bhagwan does not have Divya 20. Tirthankar has symbols and Bhagwan. Tirthankar has symbols and Bhagwan may or may not. Bhagwan does not have symbols.
Okay, fine. So you're also doing that. But the sixth difference, which is new for you, which you have to learn, is that the Tirthankars have Panch Kalyanak, but Bhagwan don't have Panch Kalyanak. The word is Panch Kalyanak. The Tirthankar is having Panch Kalyanak, but Bhagwan don't have them. Okay? Everyone got it there?
Yes. Yes.
Very good. So now at last, the Tirthankars, 24 names through paragraphs. So everyone can start chanting that whole paragraph from the starting and sound the names of Tirthankars on their fingers. Okay, Natasha?
Can you repeat the question?
I'm saying that you have to just now chant the whole paragraph of the names of the Tirthankars, which we have learned, that whole paragraph.
How many Tirthankars are there?
Yeah, that one. Rishabh, Ajit, Sambhav, Abhinandan. That paragraph,
yeah.
You have to tell me.
There's 24 Tirthankars. And do I have to say the entire thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Rishabh, Ajit, Sambhav, Abhinandan, Sumati, Padam, Suparsh, Chinlai, Chandra, Puhup, Sheetal, Shreyans, Chin, Vasa, Pooja, Poojit, Surai, Vimala, Anant, Dharma, Jas, Ujjwal, Shanti, Kunta, Aram, Mali, Mane, Muni, Suvrit, Nami, Nemi, Parshva, Prabhu, Vardhamana, Pad, Pushpa, Chadhai.
Yeah, that was very good, very good. My question is, you can tell me the name of 24th Tirthankar?
Yes.
Yeah, who is 24th Tirthankar?
The 24th Tirthankar is Vardhaman.
Yeah. You're given the 24th is Sankar.
The 24th is, the last year Sankar is Vardhaman.
Very good, Vardhaman, yeah. So you are knowing, no, means I'm just trying to tell you that through paragraph, you can just know which number Sankar is who. Means that I asked you that who is the 24th Sankar. So you have to just look at the last name in the paragraph and you have to tell me the name. So it's so simple to learn through this paragraph style. Okay?
Okay.
So today you have revised the whole matter, and I don't think so that you will need in the next session to just revise again. Means you have to learn by heart that these 24 names of Tirthankars and the major differences between the Tirthankar and Bhagwan. If you know them, then you can start studying the next chapters also soon. And so
okay.
You should just start now with the next chapter or in the next session. May I start now with the next chapter? I think so. It will be good in the next session.
The next session.
Yeah. Okay, fine. So at last, Natasha, you are only there, no? Dia?
Yes.
Dia, so at last you can chant Ramoka Mantra with us for.
Om Namo Parihantanam Namo Sitanam Namo Ayaryanam Namo Uvajayanam Namo Loe Savasaunam Om Iso Panchanamo Yaro Sava Bhava Panasaro Manglanam Chasavisham Padamam Huri Mangalam Kittari Mangalam Arenta Mangalam Siddha Mangalam Sahu Mangalam Kepananto Damo Mangalam Chittari Logutama Arahanta Logutama Siddha Logutama Sahu Logutama Kepananto Damo Logutama Chittashanam Pavajami Andeshanam Pavajami Siddeshanam Pavajami Saushanam Pavajami Kiripanantam Namam Shanam Pavajami.
Yeah, very good, very good. So, okay, so for today's Jajirendra, okay, and in the next session, we will have a new discourse, okay?
Jai Jinendra.
Thank you.
Thanks to everyone.
Okay. Bye. Bye.